It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. The year was 1968, and the automotive industry was in a panic mode, looking for a prototype crash dummy that could be used as an average male, large male, and small female. Who did the brilliant minds of American ingenuity turn to?
Yo, police!
Recent historical records have surfaced proving Alexander Graham Bell's first telephone call in 1876 was not his assistant, Mr. Watson, but to...
Yo, police!
Asking him to order Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, fresh from a crash test at Yucca Proving Grounds, your host, Paul Lavoie.
Alright, welcome to Speak Out for Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. Hard to believe, Rob Fram, we're already in the first week of April. What in the world? Easter's done? What's happening with this year?
We were just celebrating Christmas not long ago,
right.
And all of a sudden...
Bring this in just a little bit for me.
Is that better?
Yeah. Let's see. Which, you grabbed the right one. Okay, we're good. Talk to me.
Hello.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, there we go.
I'm booming now. Much better. Yeah. So, all right. So, welcome to the show, everybody. We've got Wacog in the studio, and Rob brought a coworker of sorts, different department, right?
But same family.
Right.
Mia Armenta is here, the Senior Program Manager in the Human Services Department at Wacog. Did I do the name correctly?
You did it beautifully.
The only thing I don't do it correctly is my own name. It's because Lavoie, if I were to say it in its native, right? Armenta, that's a great name.
Thank you very much.
So, telling me some family history before the show, and your history with old radios and consoles
and that sort of thing.
That's
a thing that I've always been passionate about.
It's very, it is. People that have a passion for old radios, that is definitely a passion.
Yes.
So, anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. We're going to talk about all things Wacog. We're going to talk about Head Start. We're going to talk about housing counseling as well. And I think that's where we'll start today.
Okay.
We'll give Head Start second place just for right now. Just, I usually go back and forth anyway.
Yeah.
But what does a housing counseling program actually do? This is a new one on me, so I'm going I'm learning as the listeners learn as well.
Well, thank you, first of all, for the opportunity, because I think that, you know, as I was mentioning to you before, if anybody knows about what Wacog does, people know about Head Start. So, you know, there's Head Starts. I don't know how many centers we have, more than 30-something, 40 maybe.
We have 21 centers all through Western Arizona.
Right. Yes. So, you know, everybody knows about, Head Start, but very few people know about the other programs that Wacog offers. So one of the programs that I wanted to really highlight today is the housing counseling program. And why the housing counseling program, you will say? Well, you know, I'll tell you a little bit more about it. But, you know, the housing counseling program is actually a program that has been certified and approved by the Department of Housing and Urban Development.
Okay.
So our professionals are housing counselors that have been trained and have taken a test and passed and have become HUD certified to do what they do, which is provide counseling with everything related to housing, to any individual family that may be struggling with any type of housing issues. That's what we're here for.
That's a lot to unpack, actually.
I know.
So you actually work along, it's a state agency, obviously, which is Wacog, but then you work along with the feds under certain guidelines. Whose guidelines take precedent here?
HUD.
Okay.
Yes. So we get some funding from HUD to provide these services, and definitely, you know, we go by the HUD regulations all the way, from how we do counseling to what services to offer, and by the way, not charging a penny for
okay.
it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're a housing counselor. That's your specialty, correct?
Yes. Yes.
What does that mean exactly? I mean, that sounds like a big job description, a housing counselor.
It is a big job, and it is, and the reason why is because as a housing counselor, you need to be up to date with whatever is happening in the housing industry, whatever is happening in the communities that we serve. Meaning from rental to purchasing a home to assist families that are about to lose their homes mm-hmm. to maybe young people that are transitioning from living, you know, at their parents' home to living on their own and renting an apartment to someone who's being evicted or about to be evicted, someone who's, you know, first time home buyer and they have no idea what the whole process entails, to helping somebody manage and learn how to manage their finances as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Housing is all about how well do you manage your finances so that you can be sustainable in having your own place.
Right.
So there is a lot to unpack. And then, of course, you know, whatever new changes in, like, in the mortgage lending industry or any new federal law or changes, we need to keep abreast of what's happening so that we can provide the best and the most accurate information to our clients.
Wow, that's so much makes my job look just insignificant, Rob.
It's a whole lot. I mean, I even was fortunate to be involved in one of the classes that Mia was instrumental in putting on for people, and I learned a whole lot
mm-hmm.
Just in regards to buying a home and all the different nuances that go with it. So very exciting.
You're right. Yeah, because in addition to counseling, we also provide workshops, education, then having to do with, for home buyers, we do have a whole 8-hour
right.
workshop that walks the potential homeowner from the, you know, are you ready to be a homeowner? You know, do you have what it takes? Do you have the money saved for that? I mean, all of that, all the way to closing. And then also, again, I mentioned, we offer classes on how to build your credit, how to repair it, mm-hmm. or if you don't have one, how do you start building a good credit? Because, you know, credit nowadays is pretty much...
Oh, it's everything.
If you don't have credit, I mean, you have no opportunities.
And you're paying more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
For everything,
everything.
Via interest or whatever.
Exactly.
It is. Or deposits or... Yeah. So the big thing right now, especially in the tri-state area, when you count Havasu, Bullhead, Kingman, even Kingman's affected here. I've seen the rental rates there. I've seen the rental rates in Bullhead, and of course Havasu is just off the charts, as everybody knows. A lot of people are hit right now with 10-20% rental increases this year because of various factors. But how much does that play into what you do? Is there a housing shortage everywhere in Wacog's coverage area right now?
There is, and just not in our areas. I mean, Wacog serves Yuma, La Paz, and Mojave counties.
Right.
Wherever we look at, there's a huge shortage of affordable housing. You know, and I have to say affordable because if you have the money to be able to pay, you know, what they're charging right now for an apartment or a house, that's okay. But even though there's still, the chances are not out there for people. So we do actually need to work with individuals. For example, and this is very true, especially in the Mojave County area,
mm-hmm.
where there's a lot of senior citizens that have already retired that right. have just a fixed income. And that live in rental units. Mm-hmm. And those rental units, you know, their rent amount has been increased to a point that they can't afford it.
Right.
So what do they do with that? You know, so that's one of the things that we work with. We work with a lot of the people from Mojave County, as a matter of fact, that or homeowners that already paid off their mortgages and for whatever reason they haven't been able to pay their property taxes. Well, people are being foreclosed on because they owe property taxes.
Mm.
And sometimes what we're finding out is that they don't know, that they have to keep paying property taxes because otherwise, you know, the county may foreclose on them.
So are you connecting those homeowners that may owe property taxes, connecting them to resources that might assist with that?
Yes, yes. We do connect them with resources. And then WACO has, you know, some limited funding. We're always trying to find funding to provide that kind of assistance, especially we're working very closely with another wake-up program, which is the Area Agency on Aging, that has anything to do with helping individuals 60 and older and individuals, you know, on a disability with different kinds of programs as well. So we're always trying to work within our agency with inner, you know, programs, you know, Head Start. If we have a family that needs, you know, child care, then we do connect with them and vice versa.
We could have brought Carol today, too.
Well, right.
You're just talking about her department, too.
Yes.
But I just have more and more and more questions as you go along. What is the, you know, there's the Dave Ramsey formula, 35% of your gross should be your max rent. Is that actually true?
It should be. I don't think it's.
That's the maximum,
35%. That's the maximum, 35%.
Does not everybody, obviously, goes by that rule.
Well, you can't find anything, realistically nowadays, you can't find anything that you can afford.
Unless you pay down some debt, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and that's the thing, you know, we work, the first thing we look at as counselors, we look at your financial situation. How are you handling your finances? How much are you spending and what things are you spending your money in? Are there things there that you might be willing to let go of so that you can, you know, you can do these other things? Because that's, you know, the first thing is, why are we not able to pay a rent or a mortgage if we already made that commitment? And I think that's an important question to ask.
Right.
I mean, you made that commitment. You need to make it happen somehow. And so the first thing that we as counselors look at is, okay, so let's see where you're at as far as, you know, your finances. How much money are you bringing in and how much is going out? And that's the first thing. And you would, you know, the things I've seen in counseling is that really the majority of us are not even aware of how we're spending our money, you know, just going to a Circle K here, going to, you know, get for soda, this and that.
Very true.
It adds up.
You know what really helps, though, is if you check your online banking every day, you can go through that and go, you know, I could cut that. Sure, absolutely.
But we're too busy, kind of, you know, life happens, and when the unexpected happens, then unfortunately, you know, most of us are not prepared for that. And it's difficult when you are dealing with, you know, the cost of living being higher, when the food is costing you more, when the rent is going up.
Car insurance,
you know, gas, everything.
I'm going to be in my sixth decade of life, right? Coming up tomorrow is my birthday. And I know everyone's tired of hearing it, but my car insurance isn't going down. And I asked my agent, I said, what's going on? I don't have any claims. Mm-hmm. I don't have any tickets for at least 5 years that I know of. What's going on? She says, replacement costs. I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, when people claim an accident or make a claim, those replacement costs to replace that fender, replace this, replace that on the vehicle is going up. So your insurance goes up because the insurance company's paying more, so you got to pay more. But I'm talking like $25 a month. I haven't had a claim.
Right.
But that's what people are dealing with.
Exactly.
And we always forget about insurance. You know,
yes.
You're paying a lot for insurance. So figure out a way to make that work for you, too. There's
right.
a lot to know, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. And there's something that we always tell the people that attend our financial education classes is, you know, you need to create an emergency fund. And like, how am I going to be able to, you know, save if I don't even have enough money, you know, to cover this and this and that? And what we say is, you pay yourself first.
That's what my dad used. I was just going to say that. My father
right.
used to say that.
Yeah.
He brought me up that way. Pay yourself first.
Yes. Pay yourself first.
Right.
And what does that mean? Hey, put aside 10% of what, I mean, if you get $100, put $10 aside. And
right.
just forget that you have it there, you know. And so that's, it's really creating those, you know, those habits that even if it's little by little, they go a long way. And they kind of help you better prepare for when the unexpected happens.
How long have you been doing what you do for WACOG?
I've been doing it for the last 5 years.
5 years. So that's a really good benchmark right there because of the advent of the short-term rental markets. Have you seen a big change in your job and in the demand for your services since short-term rentals have come on the scene in 2017?
We have. And unfortunately, you know, we're dealing with something that is really beyond our power, which is being able to offer affordable housing to people who need it. I mean, Waco doesn't build housing, but we do work with landlords. We do work with several landlords and property managers that, you know, provide, that still work with us, and we help people transition. We can pay for the deposit if they need it, you know, for
really?
Individuals that are, let's say, homeless, that don't have a place to live. We can help with that. And so there's different programs that are within the Human Services Department that can, you know, we work with homeless individuals, or
right.
I would say individuals experiencing homelessness, because any one of us may experience homelessness at one time in our life, right? It could happen, and hopefully
Boy,
not.
I sure hope not.
Right?
Yeah.
But so we have programs for those individuals. We also have programs for the first-time home buyers. We have programs for, like, young families, you know, that they want to start thinking about that, even though that might be a dream, like, 10 years down the road, right? But, you know, it's like learning that we need to start early. Same thing when you think about retirement, you know? And so, like, what does housing have to do with retirement? Well, it has a lot to do.
You know? Where are you going to live?
Like, where are you going to live?
Yeah,
are you
right,
going to be
right.
paying rent and then living on a fixed income?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to get to that point because we're seeing what's happening right now.
Right.
And so we've been helping a lot of older individuals prevent that, or even helping them move to another place. But when you look at Kingman, for example.
Kingman. Uh-huh.
Or La Paz counties. La Paz County. I mean, mm-hmm. there's really no place where people can go.
Yeah, I was going to say, especially Parker, I would think that would present a big challenge outside of tribal land.
It does present, because exactly, there's not a lot of land available for developers to
most of Parker's state land.
The state land.
Right, right.
Or it's the Colorado River Indian land. So.
Oh, sure, sure. Absolutely. All right, let's take a short break. Wow, this is fascinating, Rob. No offense.
I'm taking notes myself. So.
Are you?
I'm not offended by any means.
Did you catch that game last night?
I just heard about
it. Diamondbacks?
It was heartbreaking.
That third inning was like a comedy of errors. I think there were two errors on one play, it seemed like. So, yeah, anyway, no, they look good. Once they get the two starting pitchers back, they're going to have one of the best staffs in baseball. The Diamondbacks will.
We'll see what happens, but
right. they got
hopefully they will.
E-Rod and Jordan Alexander are out right now, but Alexander's due back on the 26th. Or no, April 19th.
Okay.
Is what Jody Jackson said, yeah.
Okay.
All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie, and we've got Mia Armenta, Senior Program Manager in the Human Services Department for WACOG, and Rob Fram is here as well. He's a Family and Community Engagement Specialist specializing in Head Start, right?
And Early Head Start.
And wow, there's Head Start and Early Head Start.
Well, of course there is.
Wow. See, if that had been around when I was a kid, I wouldn't have done 5 years of preschool, right?
There you go.
Rim shot. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Welcome back to Speak Out. Very popular song, Walk Like an Egyptian. I was telling Rob in the break, I got a story for him about this song. So during the Runnin' Rebels late 80s runs, there was a TV special on KLAS TV8 in Vegas, and they had a version of this. It was a music video called Walk Like a Tarkanian.
Oh, okay.
He had the towel in his mouth.
Gotcha.
And the highlight reel going. Very, very awesome, though. It was very, very, very well done. So every time I hear this song, I think, walk like it's Arcane.
See if I can find that on the ESPN 30 for 30 or something.
You might. You might. It was very well known in Vegas. So, all right, Speak Out brought to you in part by, and Rob picked the music, by the way, 80s music today. Right?
Love it.
You're good? All right.
Oh, yes.
Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford by Patio Paradise. Just Meats, all the cuts, all the time. A locally owned and operated butcher shop in Lake Havasu City. By Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. Believe it or not, Mia, that's 1 year older than the London Bridge.
Wow.
So they've been here before the London Bridge. Ask about Salmon's Superior Maintenance Plan, which is very important when you're talking about housing, by the way. Air conditioning.
Absolutely.
All right. And by Blonzi Steakhouse, 4501 London Bridge Road in Desert Hills, where steaks are just the beginning. They also feature a pretty dang good breakfast and a sandwich called the Prius. It's an all-veggie sandwich.
Interesting. I wonder if the Toyota Prius inspired that sandwich.
Yeah, I was wondering about the Prius.
You have to know Melissa, the owner of Blonzi's, you have to know her sense of humor to really get that. So,
okay.
Yeah. She has in her other restaurant in Salem, Oregon, she has what's called a glass garage, and they feature a different vehicle. There's a 3-year waiting list to get your classic car or vehicle into this glass garage.
Interesting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's all about classic cars with Blonzi's. Exactly. So her April Fool's joke was even funnier. There was a Prius in the glass garage in Salem.
Oh, man.
That was pretty funny. So, anyway, welcome back to the show. We have Mia Armenta, Senior Program Manager in the Human Services Department at WACOG, and Rob Fram, of course, is the Head Start and Early Head Start Specialist, right?
There we go.
Man,
that works.
Where were you guys when I needed you? So, we were talking about, I'm going to get back to the housing in a moment, but we were talking about Head Start before the show, and I showed you the flyer that you left me a few months ago, because you're on every couple months,
right?
About WACOG Head Start Teachers Wanted. Mm-hmm. You're good in Havasu now?
Right now in Havasu, we're pretty well settled. The areas that we're looking at now are the Bullhead City area and Kingman, as far as filling teaching positions are concerned. So we do have Head Start teacher slots open for both Bullhead City and Kingman, and then in addition to that, early Head Start teaching slots open in the Bullhead City area as well. So if you're interested, please reach out to us. Go to our website, WACOG.com, go to the Head Start section, and take a look or a closer look at our positions and what we require. But generally speaking, we are, you know, looking for teaching experience and degrees in teaching with at least an AA in early childhood education or something related to that. So please let us know and, you know, reach out to us, and we'd be happy to, you know, get the process going with potentially, you know, getting you hired if you're interested,
right,
in working for us.
Is that a challenge in the Kingman and Bullhead markets? Or I think Golden Valley also may have an opportunity, correct?
Right now, Golden Valley is set for now.
Oh, really?
But okay. Generally speaking, there is challenges with filling teaching roles. It's not just Head Start. There are teaching organizations, school districts across the country that are just asking, begging for teachers.
Right.
And, you know, teachers are a valuable, you know, I mean, it's a valuable resource as far as, you know, educating our children is concerned. So they are, in many cases, unheralded. And so, you know, we at Head Start early Head Start are certainly, you know, reaching out to, you know, to the teaching community to, you know, to have them, you know, give us a look, and, you know, just because there's great benefits in serving, you know, for our entity. We do have, you know, special benefit packages, you know, just with the Arizona State Retirement System alone.
Mm-hmm.
We also have, you know, I mean, flexibility as well. You know, there's times that, I mean, I've experienced it being a WACOG employee, no doubt, you know, Mia has as well. When mm-hmm. something happens in life, we have that flexibility. And so that's definitely something that's offered as well. Competitive pay also. And really the most important is getting the opportunity to pour into lives of the young children. because they are young sponges, and these teachers have an immense opportunity to bring great impact to them in the curriculum that we have. We have My Teaching Strategies, the creative curriculum that we bring to the table for these children, because again, 90% of our learning happens before we reach the age of six. And so this is exactly the place that, you know, children need to be, in an environment like this.
What about that listener out there that knows somebody or has a child in college? Would that child be able to come back and maybe teach Head Start while they're in school, if they're doing distance learning or something like that?
You know, they could actually volunteer with us to get the experience.
That'd be a good
that
foot in the
need.
Door,
It'd be
right?
be a great foot in the door for that. So we do have those opportunities for internships, and then that would, you know, open up the door potentially for them to, you know, be on board with us as far as being an assistant teacher or a teacher or maybe even a coach or, you know, one of our, you know, our aides as well. I mean, there's an aide position that we've had. It used to be called trauma support aide, but we've taken the name trauma out of it. And I believe it's classroom support aide now. So there's a number of things that people that are interested in getting into the education field can jump into with Head Start and Early Head Start.
What kind of hours are we talking about?
We're talking generally 7:30 to about 3:30.
A 40-hour week?
It'd be about a 40-hour week. And again, you know, it varies too, because we do have, you know, substitute teachers that would not normally work 40 hours a week. They would just be, you know, asked to come in as needed. You know, if we have an unexpected absence, then we can, you know, pull in, you know, the substitutes on our payroll to fill in for those roles.
That's interesting. I know a teacher real well that works for one of the tribes in the area, but I'm not sure what her status is, if she's a teacher or an aide, or that might be something, but I know she does have a degree. Mm-hmm. So I will, I might point her in your direction. So, who do people call if they're interested in a position like this, Rob?
Well, typically I would recommend going online. I mean, it's definitely been the trend for a number of years now, WACOG.com. You can also call our regional manager, Guillermo Macias, 928-210-9217, I believe it is. So you can call that number, reach out to Guillermo himself. You can even call WACOG as well and get patched into Head Start. You can go about it that way. You can also go about going to one of our local centers and asking about us if you're interested in either working for us or getting your child enrolled potentially in our program.
And his email, by the way, is GuillermoM@WACOG.com. That's GuillermoM@WACOG.com. Guillermo, right?
Guillermo.
I said it right?
Yes, perfect.
All right, perfect. All right, let's go ahead and take our second break. Oh, the hour. And, I always said if I was going to learn another language, I tried French. It was very difficult.
But your last name is French, isn't it?
Yes, French Canadian. My dad spoke fluent French.
Oh, okay.
But, probably Spanish would be more practical here. If I lived on the East Coast, I would definitely go froggy. So that's what we call it back there. All right. Little White Wedding, Billy Idol. Nobody messes with Billy Idol, right?
Wedding Singer, 1995.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah.
All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. We've got Rob Fram and Mia Armenta from WACOG. Stay with us. Western Arizona Council of Governments, if you're keeping score with the acronyms, by the way. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, little sister, who is it you're looking for? Hey, little sister, what's your fascination?
We're back on Speak Out. Little Brian Adams. I love, love, love Brian Adams, by the way. I'm a big, that's like, what do they call that? It's my guilty pleasure of Brian Adams. You know how certain bands you don't want to really admit that you listen to, but you do?
Right.
That's Brian Adams.
I think you're a Canadian connection there.
Maybe. He's Western Canada. I think he's from Vancouver.
Okay.
Yeah, like April Wine. But, no, I saw him with Journey on his first tour, and he was just amazing. Summer of 69 tour, I think they call it. I don't remember. Anyway, we're back, and Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair, Havasu-style dining, live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere, a fantastic view of the London Bridge. Stroll on over to The Chair. Also, Springberg Wealth Management by Mojave Community College, SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, and by Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all-natural dog and cat food along with pet toys since 2006, and it's all about local, folks, so buy local, or it's buy local. And I wanted to touch on one more thing about Head Start while we have you, Rob. If you're looking for teachers, there must be a big demand for Head Start. You must have a lot of students in place right now for Head Start and pre-Head Start.
Yeah, and, you know, our waiting lists are a testament, you know, to the demand, because there's many of our specific centers have long waiting lists, because when a family does fill out their application, they would usually put down their top three choices of where they'd want to go. And so we have a very, very robust waiting list, especially early Head Start. Especially at that very, very young age. And so, but there's only so many slots that we have. And that really ties in too with the grants that come our way from the federal government.
Oh, I got you. And then again, it's, if you're interested, if you're in the Kingman or Bullhead areas, it's 928-210-9217. And the gentleman to talk to is Guillermo Macias or Guillermo Mom. That's it. No, Guillermo M at Waycock.com.
Yeah, and one thing I want to include as well, in case we run out of time, is we do have our brand new applications out. We're enrolling now for the next school year. So that's the 2024-2025 school year. You know, we're now taking applications for that. You know, so, well, we have them out, but you can apply online. You can go to one of our centers, and I'm actually holding one of our brand new applications right now. So a family can either fill out one in English or in Spanish, get it to one of our centers, or again, you can go online, which has become more of the norm option. So, and you got a couple options to do that. Again, we're already getting ready for next school year and inviting everyone to apply. If you're interested in getting your child into our program,
how much documentation do you need? Is it minimal or is it a lot?
No, I wouldn't say a ton, but we want to know the story of the family. And Mia touched up on this earlier about helping families with finances. We want to kind of know where they're at financially, because really when it comes down to it, WACOG Head Start, Early Head Start, we want to help the families that are at most at need. We do have a point system for just how much in need a family is or how at risk they are. So we want to know whether or not, you know, a family could be homeless, or we're dealing with a child in foster care, or if we're dealing with a family that's dealing with or having some kind of public assistance. And typically, you know, food stamps is something you hear a lot of. So the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, if someone is on that, they're automatically eligible.
Wow.
So, and on top of, you know, if you're classified as being homeless, or if you're classified as being a foster family. So again, the applications are out. We're taking them down for next school year. So again, we invite everybody who's interested that has children between the ages of 1 to 5 years old to either come to one of our centers and apply, or apply right online at WACOG.com.
Now I want to welcome Mia back in. Mia Armenta, Senior Program Manager in the Human Services Department at WACOG, Western Arizona Council of Governments. And we've been talking about housing and housing counseling, housing counselors. Mm-hmm. And you, bring your mic up just a hair for me there. Thank you.
Okay.
And then I want to talk about the classes you referred to in about the first 5 minutes. What are the classes? When are they held? And how much is involved here?
Well, thank you for that question. We do have three different classes that we offered. And by the way, these classes are completely free of charge. Anybody can attend. Anybody can register. And you can actually register by going to our website, WACOG.com. go where it says event and then click where it says financial management and financial literacy classes. So there's basically three classes. One I mentioned, the one for the pre-purchase or, you know, the home buyer education class. That is an amazing class. It's 8 hours and you actually don't feel like it's 8 hours. During the COVID time, you know, we used to do it via Zoom. So imagine we couldn't do 8 hours of Zoom at once. So we ended up kind of.
I can't imagine why.
Oh my gosh. But we did have them, you know, virtually, and we still got people that, you know, that took them, but but that class really, we bring different kind of guests. So we bring like a loan officer, we bring like a house inspector, we bring someone from the insurance world, so that, you know, that people get the opportunity to speak and ask questions directly about, you know, the different things that they would want to know, right, or ask. So, and then there's two other classes, and these are 2 hours each. One deals directly with creating spending plans, spending and saving plans.
A financial plan. Nice.
And so we go, you know, through every little thing, you know, how do you do this? How can you cut off, you know, what is the want? What is the need? You know,
I love it.
How do
That's
you,
my favorite
right?
saying.
How,
yes.
how do you make those right. decisions? So, you know, okay, if I only have this much, you know, how am I going to spend this money? And how do you establish a saving plan as well? And the third one, I also mentioned it before, but it is such an important class about, you know, what does credit do for you? You know, what's the benefit of having, number one, credit?
What's the downfall?
And having a good credit,
yeah.
or, as you mentioned,
right.
what's the downfall if you have a bad credit? You know, and it's interesting because, you know, in our classes, I've got people, and I like to teach. I mean, teaching is also part of one of my passions.
Really?
So, yes. And so I do teach some of these classes as well. And I have people that say, well, you know, I don't have any credit, and I'm not interested in having any credit. It's like, well, do you have a car? Yes. Well, you know, did you have to apply for a loan? Well, yes and no. What? How much are you paying? You know, what's the interest rate that
right.
you're, you know, how much is that car actually costing you? And so really helping people kind of open their understanding towards something that it is seen at times as something that is not very positive. Like when we talk about credit, what
yeah.
is that? You know,
you talk about you love to teach. Do you wish that were taught more at the high school level?
Absolutely. I tell you, the sooner we start, the better. I mean, I even tell like my own nieces and nephews, you know, where they're just, you know, high school or just starting college, is you make sure that whatever, you know, whatever money your parents give you, you put 10% away and you create your savings account. As a matter of fact, I mean, we know that if you start saving towards your retirement at age 21, by the time you retire, you can be a millionaire.
Yeah, absolutely. We talk about that on this show.
Right.
Every Thursday.
Exactly.
Sure.
Uh-huh. So, you know, it's like those things, you can never, it's never too late to learn those skills and to have that kind of information. So the soonest we do it in the schools and regularly, the better. And, you know, we at the Housing Counseling Program, we are always willing to provide these classes to the communities. You give us a call, and then we can plan. If, you know, if there's a group here in Lake Havasu that wants to take this class, we come over here and we provide that class, you know, in person. Or
oh, wow.
you can also do it online. So our classes currently are hybrid. So for people that, you know, have some transportation challenges or, you know, mobility mm-hmm. challenges or, you know, have kids that don't have child care for, they can also take our classes via Zoom or take it in person. So there's no excuse.
So we talked at the beginning of the show. This is a whole new realm of WACOG for me. I've heard of the
yes.
energy assistance. I've heard of WACE. You know, I've heard of Head Start. And then the early, what do you call that? The
early Head Start.
The aging.
Oh, the area agency on aging.
Yeah,
yes.
Carol's department.
AAA.
Yeah, I've heard of that. So I have not heard of this housing assistance or the counseling programs that you offer. So where do your referrals come from? Do they come from the website? Do they come from, because people don't know what they don't know.
Exactly.
Where do your referrals come from?
Well, you know, we have a public, it's just a one page, It's called the Program Access Guide that we at the Department of
Housing and Urban Development.
Family Services.
Services.
Yeah, we publish every month, and what it does is that it tells the community, and we publish one for Mojave County, one for La Paz, and one for Yuma County, because programs may change depending on where the funds are.
Okay.
But we do have this, and it gets sent to all the partners in the three counties. So they get sent to other nonprofits. They get sent to, you know, to
like DES.
DES. Oh, they, okay. Yeah. To, I mean, everybody. And we also send it to, you know, like housing developments,
sure.
Like low income housing, things of that sort. So if people want to reach out to us, it gives the information where to call. What times to call. I know, for example, for the utility assistance, for electricity, water, et cetera, mm-hmm. There's like a calling day. It's one day and one number where people need to call. Well, for the housing counseling, we don't have a calling day. And the reason we don't have one is because usually when people come to us, they're already in crisis mode.
Oh, yeah, right.
Right?
Sure.
So it's not like, okay, well, you know, I want to learn a little bit more about what can I do with my house or this or that. But when people reach out to us, it's either they're about to be evicted, or they received a quit notice and they don't know what that is. Or they receive a letter from the bank or that their mortgage services and they don't even open it sometimes. You know?
Oh my.
It's like, oh my gosh, how come you just came to us?
And the mail, you know, just piles up, right?
Right. And right. So it's like we need to educate. So more than anything, the huge need is education, because, you know, you don't know what you don't know.
Well, what about there are a lot of seniors in this area, especially Mojave County.
Yes.
I'm not familiar with the demographics of Yuma County, but I know La Paz and Mojave, a huge senior population. What about veterans? Does that help if you're a veteran?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Veterans. We do have partnerships also with different veteran organizations.
Uh-huh.
You know, one thing that we've been doing, again, in combination with the AAA program, is helping seniors that are behind their mortgage, behind their rent, behind their property taxes, or if they need some kind of
utility assistance
mm-hmm. as well, but even things that, you know, are regular grants do not cover, you know, because every money that comes to us comes with certain requirements that need to be met. But there's also some funds that we could use, let's say, to help somebody build a ramp or to fix an air conditioner, because it's about this summer and mm-hmm. my AC is not working,
right.
And my utility bills are huge. I mean, we do have a weatherization department, but right now there's a wait list like we had never had before.
Oh, I'm familiar. I'm
right?
very familiar. Yes. So we got to wind this up. So how do people reach you and your program take advantage of these services for housing and counseling?
So call 866-559-2264. And that number will take you, depending on what area code you're calling from, will take you to our Kingman office number or to our Yuma office number. Again, 866-559-2264.
And I don't know, we have other WACOG brochures here. If you have a couple that you can leave us, that would be fantastic.
And also, we have housingcounseling@wacog.com. Mm-hmm. So that's an email. We do get a lot of requests also via email. And that, I'm going to leave you, Paul, with a few of these brochures.
Perfect.
So that, you know, if you have a Facebook page or whatever, there could be also.
Is there anything else that people need to know about before you go? We have about a minute.
No, it's just reach out, you know, and don't wait till the last minute. That would be my thing.
Don't wait till you're in crisis mode.
Yes.
It's hard to know when you're headed for crisis mode and then you get there. You realize that, right?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Mia, this fantastic information provided today by Mia Armenta, senior program manager for the Human Services Department at the Western Arizona Council of Governments. And then Rob's here as well. Rob Fram here every couple months with WACOG talking about Head Start and early Head Start. You guys were great today.
Well, thank you.
Thank you
very
much.
You're great every time. I'm just saying, this hour just flew by.
It did.
You're welcome back anytime.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll be happy to do that.
I'm sure there's a lot of listening going on today out there. This is talk radio, but sometimes it becomes listen radio, too.
There you go.
So,
well,
all
that's
right.
Good.
Stay with us on Speak Out. I'm Paul LaVoie. I'll have a final shot when we come back. All right, if you don't like the music, you can blame Rob Fram. And he's almost out the door, by the way. So you got about a minute to catch him. All right, speak out. And be safe going back, Rob and Mia. We appreciate everything you guys do for WACOG. So come on back and give us an update here in a couple months. I think it's May 1st when you're back. Or June. I believe it's June 1st, right. All right. And don't forget Diamondbacks baseball tonight over on the sports station. Yes, we have three stations, KJJ Nash 102.3, and also KNTR Sports 94.3, 100.5, 980 AM, where the Diamondbacks take on the Yankees game 2 of 3 tonight. 6 p.m. is the pregame, 6:40 is the first pitch. D-backs and Yankees again tomorrow at noon. And then, of course, we'll have Final Four action on Saturday, the Westwood One Final Four show. Then you've got NC State taking on Purdue. And I don't know how anyone's going to beat UConn, but Alabama taking on UConn. The first game is at 1, approximately 4 p.m. for the second game. And then the Championship Monday show is Monday at 3:30. Men's Basketball Championship at 4:30. So there you have it. All right, on tomorrow's show, sound advice? No, it's Wednesday. So we'll have the Havasu Pioneers radio show. That's right, Dan De Los Santos will be in the studio. And Marissa should just host the show because she's telling me who's on. So, probably just put it on Facebook. All right, if you want to catch the archive, it's at kntrtalk.com. Marissa will have that up shortly. And I'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.